Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, no Bradley Nordman. So I'm with Kyle Wallace is his name.
Yo,
was
yo.
A Packer backer.
Oh, here we
turned
go.
Turned his back on the Packers.
24 hours, we still on this train.
Well, we'll see, we'll see. I like to think of myself as somewhat empathetic to you. You know, your cousin.
That's how they describe you, empathetic.
Number one trait. Cousin gets elevated to the 53-man roster for the Denver Broncos. You and your family go down, but also the Packer backer in you sees Micah Parsons, when you're there, have a season end, and you come back, and you're emotional, and you're in denial. There's bargaining. There's the five stages of grief happening all at once in front of our eyes, Kyle. And you said this. He knew it was coming.
I just don't see how the Green Bay Packers have a real opportunity to beat the Chicago Bears on Saturday.
He had said he does not see an opportunity for the Bears, for the Packers to beat the Bears.
That's me.
That was you yesterday.
That's my
now,
voice.
Again, like I said, I think there's an opportunity that I don't typically give. But knowing who you are in your soul, maybe after a good night's sleep and the 3 hours of me burying that same piece of audio into the atmosphere, that maybe something may have come through your head. I don't know. Maybe this will help. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I just want you to listen to some things that, you know, people say on ESPN 1000 about their quarterback and things like that, because maybe it will get you to realize the delusion that you used to believe in that doesn't just leave when they're 1-12 in their last 13 games against the Packers. So just take a listen for yourself.
If you don't think we have a top 10 quarterback right now, I think you're out of your freaking minds.
Can you be able to list a top 10 quarterback list that Caleb Williams is involved in?
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Caleb Williams for Jordan Love?
I would not.
For Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott's a pretty good quarterback.
Drake May?
I'm choosing Caleb, but Drake May is right there.
What?
At
the answer is yes. He's the second MVP.
That's Cap and Jay Hood, man. Again, that was this morning. Those are your people that you believe in.
Not my people. Did I just hear Jay Hood, who I enjoy? Cap, not so much. Did I just hear him say, well, Drake May's not quite there? Drake May's not quite there. Drake May is considered an MVP candidate.
Jay Hood, your guy, had Drake May closer to trading for Caleb Williams than he did for Jordan Love.
That's it.
Who leads the league in QBR, EPA, top five, top 10 in every quarterback statistical category.
These folks are crazy. Listen, Caleb Williams himself is a complete work in progress. And, I mean, you look at this overall football team with the Bears, and listen, KBN Nation, I know I said what I said yesterday. I wasn't myself yesterday. I was a little hungry.
Like I said, I'm going to give you the floor right now because you need to address that statement.
Do the Packers
damning
have,
statement.
Yeah, I mean, do the Packers have a real opportunity? Clearly, the Packers have a real opportunity. I was down in the dumps. I really came to a realization that Micah Parsons was the heart and soul of this Green Bay Packers defense, and I was more upset about the fact that I do not believe that this team is a Super Bowl contender, but I do believe this team has an opportunity to beat the Bears on Saturday. But for these folks right now to be saying, oh, I wouldn't trade Caleb Williams for Jordan Love, shut up! That's nonsense. Have y'all seen red zone? Y'all middle of the pack when it comes to red zone offense. Your passing offense is trash based off your quarterback, and your team is bad top 10 when it comes to penalties. You're very undisciplined. So to sit here and act like you guys are the king of the hill because you beat the Cleveland Browns at the end of the year at negative 17 degrees is asinine, and it is absolutely crazy. Y'all got to slow down with this cockiness and this confidence that you have. You guys are literally happy right now, acting like your stuff don't stink, not because you're better than the Packers, but simply because you actually think you have a chance now. See, 2 weeks ago, I called you frauds because you all knew you didn't have a real chance to beat the Packers at Lambeau Field. I laughed it off. But now it took an injury of one of the greatest players in the NFL right now to go down for you actually have an opportunity to beat the Green Bay Packers. It's a shame that you guys don't truly believe that your team can go toe-to-toe when the Packers are healthy. It took for an injury to make yourselves believe. So right now, what y'all need to do is slow down and relax before you get smacked on Saturday. You are setting yourselves up as a franchise, as an organization, as a fan base to be extremely disappointed again because you all are acting like you ain't got to play the game on Saturday. You all are acting like the Bears have won anything in the last damn decade. You haven't accomplished anything, so stop sitting here acting like you won something. The Green Bay Packers are a real franchise, a real organization, and they always have a chance. I might have said something foolish and crazy yesterday because I forgot about the G that I love.
Yes, but I think with that, you still need to go deeper in your apology to all the people that I saw tune in and say, isn't he the one that like rides with the Packers no matter what? Isn't he like the Green Bay Packers Packer backer of KBN? Like, what happened to that guy?
I ride with the emotion,
but you still have to say, I'm sorry for saying something. That's the most outlandish thing I've ever said in my life. You know, like you're not just going to be like, oh, I'm jolly, go happy, screw them sort of thing. Like, you got to have some accountability for the fact that even you were emotional.
I just don't see how the Green Bay Packers have a real opportunity to beat the Chicago Bears on Saturday. I did some more looking and research, and more importantly, I heard Rashawn Gary talk yesterday. I heard Josh Jacobs speak yesterday. And listening to them speak and looking at kind of how the game played out yesterday, on Sunday with the Denver Broncos, I had a little bit of an awakening that maybe, just maybe, I was a little bit too emotional yesterday and too definitive and strong with my not have a real opportunity.
Yeah, just maybe, yeah.
Maybe?
I mean, as I did some more evaluating, I realized that maybe my statement was a tad bit too strong, and to think that the Green Bay Packers, this organization, can't come in and win tomorrow is actually ludicrous, on Saturday, is ludicrous on my behalf. It is ludicrous on my behalf, and I'm throughout today's show, I'm going to be able to tell everybody why Packer Nation should be confident going into Saturday. Will it be a tough matchup? Hell yeah, it's going to be tough. But we got to remember who this team is, who our quarterback is, what this defense actually did on Sunday against the Broncos that will lead you to the same conclusion that I have, is that Green Bay can go on the road and shock the Chicago Bears.
Shock? You think it'd be a shock? They're favored. See, you're still, you had the Carbless Talk and text line back with Kyle Wall.
No, what do you mean?
Say stuff like that. Shock the Chicago Bears.
Listen,
they're favored for a reason.
Folks in Chicago, folks in, you know, even I think the Bears as well, I feel like they're feeling themselves a little bit too much. I really do believe the injury of Michael Parsons is terrible for the Green Bay Packers.
Of course.
But for Saturday, I thought the short week, and Rashawn Gary even said it himself, it's tough to be able to bounce back like that on a short week. But unfortunately for the Packers, they can't do anything else. The Chicago Bears can't let that change their mindset. I promise you, in that Bears locker room and in that fan base, you can hear on ESPN 1000, all those people are breathing a sigh of relief because Michael Parsons is not going to be playing. You better not breathe a sigh of relief, because guess what? Jordan Love is still the quarterback on the other side, and guess what? Y'all can't stop Jordan Love. You can't stop him.
800-990-3776 as we will continue to gear up for Saturday night's game. Packers and Bears, same stakes are on the line here. This is win and you're in first place of the NFC North. Lose and you are falling further behind. And the schedules are the schedules, but what's most important is what happens on Saturday. And what I've noticed is the funny part about the conversation and me calling out Caleb Williams and saying he is this and that, and you have to run all this extra play action
people
that we saw 2 weeks ago, and then I see what they are in play action. The fact of the matter is, he is limited in his abilities as a quarterback right now. The way that I am being shown Caleb Williams is you would think that this guy was Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning reincarnated based off the way they talk about him.
Oh my God.
He is a 58% completion percentage. Has he developed from a bad head coach in Eberflus to an offensive-minded head coach? Yes, but that offensive-minded head coach would tell you that their offensive identity is what, Kyle? Run first. Trenches first.
No, they have
to. And everything else around what they build through that, sure, there is play action to get Caleb Williams out to the right, and I'm sure against the Packers,
play
it was
action,
specifically used because of Micah Parsons to get him away from the pocket. But Brad said it yesterday. Brad said the best strategy is to let him sit in there. Don't overextend yourself so he can roll out, because I heard Tom Waddle. Tom Waddle joined He joined Wilde and Tausch prior to the first meeting of the Bears and the Packers, and he said, Caleb's still developing. And that he's played for the Bears. He's been an NFL analyst. He knows that what he had said is the hero ball has been how Caleb Williams has played his entire career. And he's still learning how to play within Ben Johnson's system. You know how Ben Johnson's system was successful, Kyle? The same way that they run the football with physicality with two different backs, two different type of backs, like they did in Detroit when he's the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But Jared Goff threw for an unreal completion percentage, staying in the pocket, letting his offense actually work. That's why I say until he actually shows that he can complete more than 58% of passes, he is going to limit the Chicago Bears offensively. Can he make some hero plays? Yes. Would I want to rely on that? No. And that is why I believe, like I said yesterday, that Jeff Hafley, seeing 2 weeks ago, even without Micah now, he's going to be able to figure out how they have to beat them with their run game and then Caleb throwing the football in the pocket. The run game, no explosive plays, by the way. No plays over 10 yards running the football, even without Devontae Wyatt.
Yeah, I'm telling you this right now. This football team, they're not leaning on Caleb Williams to win him any games. That's why I think it's ridiculous that they would sit here and say, oh, we would like to take Caleb Williams over Jordan Love and over Drake May. That is ridiculous. They have lost their mind. Caleb Williams is an absolute weakness for this team. I don't know why they don't understand that. If you had Jordan Love on the Chicago Bears, it wouldn't even be a question about whether or not they're for sure going to win the NFC North, because they would win the NFC North. Hell, if they had Jared Goff, they would win the NFC North. So I want Bears fans to understand that their quarterback is not a weapon for them. He's a deterrent for them. He makes that team actually worse. He does not make them better. There are other quarterbacks in the NFL that would definitely make this team a lot better. Now, can Caleb Williams develop into a better quarterback? Time will tell. But sitting here year two, there's other year two quarterbacks that are better, Drake May specifically, that is better than him.
And we'll continue, obviously, to see his progression. But more importantly, what I also want to reiterate is Jordan Love, this offense. News that Christian Watson is practicing, is going to do everything he can to get back on the field, is hugely important, because we know what that offense looked like with him out there and where they started to fumble a little bit in terms of spacing and guys getting open. The idea of him coming back is huge. And Jordan Love threw an interception right away. Bad throw. Put three tutties up right after that. He's got the QB amnesia. He does not let his mistakes get in the way of future performance, which is one of my favorite traits about Jordan Love, and it's been on full effect since we've seen him be QB1.
Can I just say really quickly that the delusion that Bears fans have and the delusion that Cap and Jay Hood have, to sit here and act like they want to take Caleb Williams over other quarterbacks, like, let's just let this sink in. Do y'all realize there were six quarterbacks taken in the first round of the NFL draft in 2024? And out of those six, I would say he might be number three or four. No, actually, he's number four, because he's behind Bo Nix, he's behind Jaden Daniels, and he's also behind Drake May. So yeah. He's fighting with Michael Penix, who got hurt again this year, whether or not he's good enough.
I'm dead serious.
They're fighting for the fourth or fifth spot. So to sit here and act like you got a gem with the number one pick, Bo Nix just showed y'all what he can do against the Packers defense. Bo Nix threw for 300 yards, almost 300 yards, and threw for four touchdown passes against the Green Bay Packers defense. Caleb Williams had to roll out and had some really lucky passes because at the end of the day, that ball went through Keyshawn Nixon's hand, which should have been an interception and would have been
just a pass deflection.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that your quarterback has a lot of liabilities, and he's a liability for that entire offense. So y'all in Chicago need to calm down and stop acting like Caleb Williams is a finished product because he is far from being a finished product, and he drags your team down more than he elevates them.
Kyle's back. Strofe, could we say Kyle's back? Why do you say that?
If you're going to do that, you're going to have it ready.
I just don't see how the Green Bay Packers have a real opportunity to beat the Chicago Bears on Saturday.
So Strofe's not going to let it go.
That's fine. That's cool. I'm going to just present the facts and give the information and then... Come on.
It's nice to know I don't have to lay this to rest yet.
Caleb Williams sucks.
He does suck.
The way you were talking yesterday. I
did not heap praise on Caleb Williams yesterday. I said what he did in the second half using his legs and the utilization of being able to move outside the pocket helped the Bears in the second half of the game. That's all I said. I did not say Caleb Williams is this great quarterback. I did not say Caleb Williams is the next Tom Brady. What I said is he has been able to utilize his legs to pick up first downs, whether it's short first downs or long first downs. He has been able to utilize his leg against the Green Bay Packers. But still, he is a big liability for that football team. You saw it in the first half against the Packers where he could not throw for anything, and you saw it in the second half where he threw the interception to lose the game.
More importantly, where I want to move the discussion is to number 10. Jordan Love is obviously going to be major in Saturday's game. He's going to be major the rest of the season, elevating the team, taking on a bigger load for the offense because the defense is not going to be, I don't think, as bad as people are making it out to be without Micah. Will they be as good? Obviously not. But there is some slack that everyone has to pick up on defense. The offense, respectively, probably needs to be even more efficient. Can't have those three and outs that give the Bears opportunity coming Saturday to run the football, have sustained drives. But I want to turn the attention to Jordan Love because the Bears showed they're scared of Jordan Love based off how they played their game and how they ended the game. Jordan Love on KBN's coming up next, but also know that Tsunami Express Car Wash has a grand opening at West Alice. It is now open at West Alice, 10928 West Oklahoma, near Goodwill and the Home Depot. Celebrate the grand opening with free car washes through the 21st. Free car washes through the 21st at Tsunami Express.
Oh, wow.
Plus that $5 limited membership offer. So many great things at Tsunami Express. Jordan Love on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. His importance for Saturday and the rest of the season moving forward is next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Free washes at West Alice for Tsunami Express through the 21st. $5 unlimited membership offer. Woof. First time customers can sign up and get a membership and get your first month of unlimited washes for just $5 every day for $5 in your first month. And during the grand opening, Tsunami Express is giving 100% of all the $5 membership signups back to Special Spaces,
Ooh. A
local organization creating dream bedrooms for kids facing cancer. So Tsunami Express grand opening, West Alice, giving you a great opportunity to get a great car wash, a great membership deal, and giving back to Special Spaces.
That's awesome. Special Spaces Wisconsin is incredible in what they do. So shout out to Tsunami Express. Go and visit them.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Bradley Nortman. Strofe is running the show. UKBN Nation and anybody across ESPN Wisconsin at 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk at text line. And on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. One quick aside, it's so funny to see how after the Packers won, silence.
Y'all was gone. It was ghost town. It was a ghost town on social media. I went to social media. I started hard and stuff. No response. No response. Only a couple brave souls actually stepped up and came back. Because a lot of y'all said, 7 o'clock after the game, I'll be back. I'm going to check this. I'm going to bookmark that. The hell bookmark. Y'all did? Yeah, all that barking, no bite. All that barking, no bite. Y'all better chill with all that barking because I know you ain't going to do nothing about it.
Jordan Love was a big part of their success, obviously, in that game. Josh Jacobs with a huge, huge first down when it looked like all hope was lost in that run late in the fourth quarter. Planted that right foot in the ground. Bam! Shot through the hole.
Broke some tackles, too. Arm tackles. Weak-ass Bears.
Very good, Kyle.
Weak-ass Bears.
Weak-ass Bears. Now, when you think of Jordan Love, and obviously we started with, we wouldn't trade Caleb Williams for Jordan Love. Jordan Love leading the league in QBR, top five in quarterback rating, all the things, number one in EPA. Like he's outright better and can actually do more things, I think, that would benefit the Bears, even though they say, I want Caleb. But the Bears themselves and Ben Johnson himself kind of showed how much they fear Jordan Love.
That's exactly what it was about. Going into that game, you saw exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to keep the ball away from Jordan Love because they knew what he can do once he touched the ball. Dang near, that man had four possessions out of eight. He scored a touchdown on the Bears. And matter of fact, the Bears tied the game up, and what did Jordan Love do? He marched the Packers down the field and got them another touchdown to put them up just like that. And then when you remember in this game, he messed with the way that they went.
A lot of clock left.
And they decided,
a lot of timeouts.
And they decided that they wanted to run the clock down. They would rather give themselves less time to figure stuff out and call a touchdown on the last drive that the Bears had rather than leave time for Jordan Love to get out there and do something else. That was out of Ben Johnson's mouth why he decided to let the clock tick down the way he did, because he knew across on the other sideline he had to respect Jordan Love. Jordan Love absolutely dissected your defense the last time y'all played. Remember going to that game, you guys were like, oh, we're going to get Jalen Johnson got cooked by Christian Watson. Remember CJ Gardner Johnson? He can play. He was basically Watson down the sideline as Christian Watson took off on him. So y'all need to stop with all that. Jordan Love puts a lot of fear into Ben Johnson's mind and that entire defense's mind. Ben Johnson has put so much high praise on the Jordan Love that you guys wish you would hear the things that he said about Love that he has not said about your quarterback and Caleb Williams. He said he's extremely accurate. He's tough in the pocket. And he made the Bears change up how they approached the game on Sunday a couple weeks ago. And going into the next game as well, they're going to have to make sure they keep the ball out of Jordan Love's hands on Saturday. Every team in the NFL, when they look at Love, they understand that he's an elite passer. The Broncos looked at Jordan Love and they understood he is an elite quarterback, and you saw it in the first half before they had a rash of injuries that messed them up. But Jordan Love is an elite quarterback, and the Bears team understands that, and the Bears defense is not good enough to slow him down. That's why the Chicago Bears know they have to run the football, they have to control the clock to keep the ball away from Jordan Love. So you Bears fans are absolutely delusional if you do not believe that your head coach is not sitting there thinking, how can we limit Jordan Love? How can we make sure that he does not touch the football as much as possible, because he torched y'all the first time and he gonna do it again on Saturday.
I think as well, a lot of people point to the end of that Denver game of Jordan Love's performance. You know, like, again, each week presents a different challenge. And when you look at from the Bears game that they played at Lambeau Field, they blitzed a hell of a lot. And he cooked against the blitz. And the offensive line obviously did a great job keeping him out of pressure. But the Bears' pass rush is in the bottom third of the NFL.
Trash.
The Broncos are arguably the best pass rush in the NFL. And when things did go south for the Packers, they were in a spot where it was just throw, with one of the best pass rushes after Christian Watson and Zach Tom had gone out. With preparation against this pass rush and with what they've seen, I have the utmost confidence that Matt LaFleur will devise a game plan, knowing where they're limited, if Zach Tom likely doesn't play, which it's leaning towards, that they're going to be just fine making sure Jordan Love is able to thrive against a defense that's bottom third in yards, passing, scoring, all the above. And so the conversation yesterday with Micah Parsons being out was, oh no, the Packers defense, what's going to look like? But again, you got to look at the Bears defense as well and what Jordan Love was able to do against that defense. Now, what the Packers defense does, it's to be seen. And how Jeff Hafley adjusts to have not having Micah Parsons and seeing what they did in terms of dominating the clock and picking up those crucial third downs. It's to be seen, right? But again, I do believe, I still heart of hearts believe, despite everyone talking about how Caleb Williams can throw in the pocket in my Twitter mentions, the best strategy for the Green Bay Packers is to make Caleb beat you in the pocket, whereas Jordan Love, with that offense and his weapons and what he's been able to do already against this defense and what he's shown throughout the entire season, not just one sample size of a second half against the best pass rush in the NFL with a right tackle and your best weapon going out. I know holistically that I use that word a lot. He's going to be just fine against the Chicago Bears.
And the thing is, when you force Caleb Williams to make plays, you have to understand Caleb Williams is going to be multiple quarterbacks. And which one will you get on Saturday? The Bears don't know. In that Week 14 game on December 7th against the Green Bay Packers, Williams only was 6-for-14 passing for just 32 yards in the first half, and the Bears trailed in that game. I mark my words. If the Bears get down early against the Packers, you do not stand a chance. You are putting all your eggs in the basket of Caleb Williams, and he has showed you that he can be inefficient offensively. He can show you he can be very inaccurate as well, that he can cause your team to lose. So again, I have confidence in the Packers, not because of our defense, but simply because our quarterback is Jordan Love. And if we have to win a track meet, I think Jordan Love can do it.
Especially against this team, right? Again, game by game, week by week, when you look at the opponent, Jordan Love has cooked them, and they get their cornerback back, and they beat the Cleveland Browns. Great. But I'm not worried about something that I know throughout the entire season, they're opportunistic on defense. Congratulations on stopping Shedeur Sanders. Jordan Love is not that player.
No, listen, the Bears' defense isn't good. They've shown themselves that they have not been good all season long. They're opportunistic, and that's when they thrive. But even with getting an interception against the Packers and Jordan Love, it still was not enough to beat the Green Bay Packers. So good luck to y'all on Saturday because you're definitely going to need it. Y'all got to play your best game possible in order to beat the Packers. If they do not execute, they will not win.
Alex Strofe over at the KBN Sports Desk is giving me weird vibes back there. You said the last couple days they're going to beat the Bears, but you haven't put your chest out as to why, other than they're the Bears.
Well, I think first and foremost, they are the Bears. I think that's a fair point.
I'm just going with what I've had from you thus far, which is just minimal. Hood on, upset Monday.
I don't have a hood.
I said hood on, upset Monday.
I had my Santa hat on before, but it got a little warm.
Yeah.
Because we're hosting trivia tonight. Anyway,
so excited for trivia.
I am excited for trivia. I'm looking forward to it. 7 o'clock Hot House Tavern in Menominee Falls. Hope to see you there. No, I think when it comes to the Packers, it's just obviously we're in this weird state as Packers fans, right? Like, Sunday felt like the season came to a screeching halt. This season that has had so much optimism and so much to look forward to and Super Bowl aspirations.
Second
in
odds at that point.
Right. And you're beating the Broncos, who are high in odds as well, when Micah Parsons and Evan Williams, who we later found out, that was the same play they got injured on. Isn't that strange?
Oh, wow.
Micah Parsons tears his ACL and Evan Williams sprains his MCL.
Obviously, they're just going to look at Micah.
Well, right. There's 12 trainers with Micah and only one with Evan.
I didn't even know. I was at the game.
There should have been 13 with Micah.
There was trainers with Evan on the field?
One. Yeah,
one. Single, bro, I was looking at trainer. Micah down. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So when you lose debatably your two most important defenders or two of your most important defenders remaining intact, it feels like everything comes to a screeching halt. So now that I've had the opportunity to sleep on it a couple days, I've come up with this. There is nobody in the Packers organization that I trust more to figure out how to manufacture pressure and come up with creative schemes and ideology against the remainder of the schedule more than Jeff Hafley. It's a guy that effectively is still in a trial period of who he'll become the head coach for next year. He still has stuff to gain with not a lot to lose other than the remainder of the games on the schedule. Like, I trust that guy more than anybody, including Matt LaFleur, including Jordan Love.
Wow, high praise.
To figure it out and how to make this defense effective. And Saturday, I would argue, is probably the toughest test yet, just given that offensive line and how good it's been. But
luckily, that pass rush isn't scary.
No. Wait, what do you mean?
Like, the Bears' pass rush isn't scary from an offensive line perspective
but also,
from the Packers.
I don't trust Caleb Williams, as you guys were just talking about. I think he's a fine quarterback. I don't think he's a good quarterback yet. he can't stay in the pocket, and the game plan should be the same it was a couple weeks ago, and that's sell out for the run, make Caleb Williams beat you, and I still don't think he's capable, whether they're playing that game in Wisconsin at Lambeau Field, whether they're playing that game in Illinois in Soldier Field, or if they're playing that game in Hawaii on the beach. Like, I just don't think Caleb Williams has the capabilities to straight up beat the Green Bay Packers.
Hard to get out of the pocket in the sand.
Even without Micah Parsons. Fair point by you. So that's where I'm at after a couple sleeps on it.
Nick chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Wait, just tuning in. Mr. Flip-Flop flipped on the Packers-Bears again today. I would say Moore came to his senses after the emotional distress he was in after Micah.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to evaluate, and I told y'all, I need to listen to more coming out from the Packers. How is this team going to respond? Because even they said this is going to be a huge mountain to climb. So listening to Rashawn Gary talk about what this team needs to do, that was extremely inspiring, talking about, listen, they still have the pen in their hand, and there's still a lot to write. Do you realize that Rashawn Gary called a team meeting after mm-hmm. the game on Sunday? That just shows you how depressed that team was, and as a leader,
well, hold on.
Depressed is, hold on, you can't put your emotions. Yeah.
No.
Depressed isn't the right word.
Dude, they lost one game to the top team in the AFC by 8 points, and the defense made multiple stops in the fourth quarter to get the ball back to the offense, and Rashawn Gary recognized that the feeling and vibe in the locker room after losing Micah Parsons was down, and he told the defense to come here. I need to talk to y'all. That is what a leader
does. Yeah, he talked to the defensive line specifically. And I guess if you want to give it a positive spin zone and say, yes, he's a good leader, that's fine. Other things he said to the media yesterday was that, quote, yeah, I feel like I'm having a great season, end quote. He has not had a sack or a tackle for loss in the last 7 weeks. He went on to say that he just needs to keep doing what he's doing because he's been very effective. Wrong.
You don't know what his role is. This is the problem.
Okay. His role,
you know
what? His role is to get after the quarterback.
You know what?
Is he getting after the quarterback?
He's a top 10 paid edge rusher in the league, and he hasn't a sack or a tackle for less than 7 weeks. He's delusional is what he is, which is fine. You think you have to have a little bit of crazy to be a successful athlete.
The wrong type of crazy, if I'm being honest.
This is what I want y'all to do. I want you to clip that and put it on social media and tag Rashawn Gary and add this to Rashawn Gary, I believe in you. These two fools don't believe in you. You let them know you
finna
eat.
That's not what I said.
Shut up. It's too late. It's on record. Rashawn,
I said he's delusional. I never said that.
You finna eat on Saturday. Use these two idiots and numbskulls as fuel to your fire to go and eat. We need you, Rashawn.
I'm just telling you what he said.
You said he was delusional. Go ahead, clip it and put it on social media.
Has he been great? He hasn't had a sack since before Halloween. It's almost Christmas. What about that as a top 10 paid edge rusher is having a great season? Back him up. If I'm an idiot and a numbskull, tell me where I'm
wrong. He's going to back up his life with American Family Insurance.
I'm going to back up my life with it. I want this to be clipped. I definitely do because I need him to see it because it looked like they'd be on social media too much. But guess what? Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their agents will make you feel totally protected with a home and auto or life policy that is right for you. Also, you are free to enjoy your dreams. Go to AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. That is going to AmFam.com. You can get homeowners insurance. You can get auto insurance. You can get a life policy, all with American Family Insurance. So remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, no Bradley Nortman. We get to the Wheel of Strofe with Alex Strofe. Next.
Wheel of Strofe.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I put my card in, I pump, when it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my own. That's what
she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
That's
on.
That's what she
life.
Said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Let's get the latest from Lambeau.
Tsunami Express Car Wash grand opening through the 21st of December in West Allis is happening. Free washes through the 21st. Just pull up and get that nice, clean wash at the brand new facility. $5 unlimited membership offer. And when you do that $5 membership offer, those signups are going to go back to Special Spaces, a local organization creating dream bedrooms for kids facing cancer. So you get that top quality experience at Tsunami Express during the grand opening in West Allis, and they're giving back to a wonderful cause. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace. No Nortman Alex Stroh running the show, 800-990-3776. For any keyboard warrior that actually wants to have their voice heard on the Carbless Talking text line, and of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Stroh, take it away.
It's time for the
Wheel of Stroh.
Another day, another buckaroonie. Wheel of Stroh. I've got topics. I've got a wheel. You know how it goes. I'm going to spin the wheel now. That's okay with you.
It's your segment, man.
Wheel of Stroh.
Pretty good spin. Been landing red a lot. Green for money.
Green this time. We're not talking about money. Jeez. Oh, I must say, Christmas shopping, you forget how expensive
it
is. You forget
about it. I got a budget for that next year.
I did too. I kind of forgot about it. I'm going hard this week, though. Got to get those.
The first gift for my wife today.
Oh, I'm done with my girlfriend, thankfully. That's the only person I'm done for, though. I haven't gotten you anything yet.
I was wondering if the money I gave you guys counted as my Christmas gift. But
oh, yeah, that counts.
But I was going to get you more.
More
not money,
money,
but maybe a gift.
Something small.
I wasn't planning on getting y'all a gift.
We're putting a cap on that.
Wait, when did we agree to
you gave us some wine.
Yeah, I did last year and y'all didn't like it. It's too sweet. Too sweet.
You didn't give me any wine.
Maybe I'll get you some this year.
The wine drinker of the KBN. Yeah.
They said I'm a wine drinker. I'm just more of,
they wanted the Cabernet.
Richard.
That's
taste.
What I drink. I drink Cabernet.
I can get some of that stuff, too.
All right, well,
they actually make an old-fashioned wine now.
Oh, interesting.
Wisconsin old-fashioned.
What color is that?
What is green for the Wheel Stroh?
Fascinated by that. Green for Green Bay. J.J. Watt goes on the Pat McAfee show today, said he wanted back in 2021 to sign with the Packers before he signed with the Arizona Cardinals, but the Packers were not interested, which is shocking to nobody because they don't sign aging.
This also isn't the first time that J.J. Watt has come out and said this. Am I wrong here? I feel like I've seen this story before.
I don't know if he said it that blatantly.
This explicitly?
Yeah, correct.
Hinted at it?
Yeah, I think we always knew he wanted to sign here, but I thought maybe it was a money thing. Sounds like it was just an interest thing, and there was no interest from the Packers.
Yeah, I would call J.J. Watt today. If Phillip Rivers can do it, if Phillip Rivers can do it at 44, J.J. Watt can do it at 36. J.J. Watt is only he's the same age as Brad. Him and Brad are the same age. He's 36 years old. He can. I guarantee J.J. Watt still looks good. Do y'all know how well he played his last year in the NFL?
I guess no, but what year was that?
That was in 2022. He was
okay,
in the
so
NFL
he's been
more
out for
recently.
3 years.
Phillip Rivers been out more than that. He's a quarterback.
I would say it's probably easier to come back as a quarterback because you're
What do you mean, hell no?
A quarterback,
bro,
at 44 out for over 5 seasons.
When's the last time
one is protected
somebody?
And one is hit in the skull every single
bro, you
possession.
Bro, you gotta be able to throw. Dude, J.J. Watt is 36
years old. You gotta be able to hit somebody.
Did J.J. Watt lose any of his bulkiness?
So do you think that as
J.J. can
as
give
a,
us
as a
15
local
reps.
Example, somebody who played for the Cleveland Browns in the NFL Hall of Fame.
No, Joe Thomas is like 40.
Regardless.
And he's skinny.
He looks jacked.
No, he's skinny. He's skinny
transformed
now.
But
he's
jacked.
Yeah, he's jacked and skinny. He's not big enough to play.
So how do you know?
I see J.J. Watt on TV. J.J. Watt is still bulky.
Do you know what he looks like underneath the suits?
He looked bulky. J.J.
Watt, I can tell you this right now. He He's not in football shape.
J.J. Watt can give us 15 to 20 snaps.
Would J.J.
Watt
out
of
retirement be more
takes.
Productive than Rashawn Gary
no.
in the last 5 games?
12 and a half sacks in his last season in the NFL, fellas. J.J. Watt is probably still in shape.
3 years ago.
He's probably still. If I told you 2 weeks ago that Phillip Rivers would come back to the NFL, you would say, what?
There's
no.
a better chance J.J. Watt would do that.
No, there's no way. He would say, there's no way. Phillip Rivers is coming back to the NFL. You think that was cray-cray.
And it doesn't mean they're any less dumb for doing it.
Well, they almost won on Sunday.
Yeah, keyword almost.
Well, but listen.
You see him stumbling?
I'll give J.J. Watt an opportunity. J.J., you got a little left in the tank. We only need you for a couple
You'll
weeks.
Give him what money are you giving him?
J.J. does live in the listening area. Maybe he's listening.
Well, come on, J.J. He had 12 and a half sacks when he retired, y'all.
As many as Micah did.
As many as Micah did. So I'm telling y'all, he probably still got something left in the tank. He's only 36, and he's an elite athlete.
Only 36.
He's an elite athlete. If Phillip Rivers could do it at 44, I think J.J. got 20 reps in there.
It's completely different.
J.J. has 20 reps in there. I promise you.
I promise you.
Mercedes Lewis is 41 still playing in
the
NFL.
Yes, but he never trains every single year.
J.J. can get himself ramped up.
This is one of the dumber things you've ever
said.
No, it's
not.
I agree.
It's not.
Okay, what was your last year playing college football?
No, timeout. Timeout.
No, not timeout. You were a D3 athlete.
I have not played football for real.
I'm not asking you to do it now.
Since 2009, 10.
In 2012, when you were substitute teaching,
yes,
could you have plugged in and played corner as well as you previously could have at Whitewater?
I could have. Listen. When I graduated from college, I absolutely could have gone to a smaller division or another division three school.
I saw you on the beach after college.
I played at UW-Whitewater. They were the best, one of the best programs in Division III. I could have went to River Falls or one of them smaller places, and I could have played.
That's the point, is you're going to smaller places. You're asking J.J. Watt to go play at a high level.
I couldn't get on the field at Whitewater, so ain't no way in the world after I graduated I would have gotten on the field at Whitewater. No, yes. 2 years removed, three, because I was still active. I was still fit. I was still in shape.
You graduated college at 22?
You said what?
You graduated college at age 22?
I sure did.
So at age 25.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
You
100%.
Are delusional.
No, 100%. Dude, do you know at UW-Whitewater in Division III, there'll be like 24, 25-year-olds who play college football.
Time out. This has now turned into the classic, I'm sitting at a bar. I could do this.
At 25.
The only reason I didn't get to the league, man.
Yeah.
Bad knee.
That knee injury, I would have been that D3 story where I was, the all-pro, make a documentary about me.
Jordan Turner wouldn't have been the first player in his family to get to the NFL. That's for sure. Without that ACL tear.
Ben, you're saying 3 years removed from playing over in Lithuania, you don't think that you could have went back and practiced with the Badgers and eventually got on the court?
It is not apples to apples,
dude.
It's
just not at all.
College kids versus being in the prime of getting in shape and 25 years old against 18 to 22-year-olds.
So tell me this. If somebody told you Phillip Rivers is going to be a quarterback for the Colts 2 weeks ago, you wouldn't have believed it. Yes, true or false?
I said true already, but that doesn't make it any less dumb.
Y'all don't believe in J.J. Watt. He's an animal.
I don't want them calling J.J. Watt.
Hell, my friend Nick Ballore is still in the league. He's the exact same age as J.J.
Kyle.
Just quit.
Signing J.J. Watt would hurt the Packers more than it would help.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, what? He can give us reps. Oh, my God. JJ, if you're listening, come on.
JJ, love you.
Dr. Denver Dan agrees. You don't know what his status is under the turtlenecks he's wearing next to Iron Eagle.
He does look huge next to Iron Eagle. Iron Eagle's kind of a smug fellow.
Tiny guy.
Yeah. We need to tweet at JJ. Somebody needs to tweet at JJ.
You do this, man. You tweet at Rashawn Gary and say you've been asked. We need you to step up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is good, Ben. This is a good lash.
No. This is what I need.
He's good asking everyone else to do everything.
No, just do it yourself, man. Well, fine. You know what?
Are you scared of the backlash?
No, I'm going to go edit that up. And Matty Hayes 24, we're going to get that cut up. What y'all said about Rashawn Gary, we're going to get Rashawn Gary tagged in it. And y'all going to catch heat from both sides.
Notice how he's saying we.
Yeah.
Me and Matty Hayes going to
do it. No, how about you just do it?
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't have access to the Twitter account of ESPN Milwaukee or KBN.
Why not?
Why would I have access to ESPN? Oh, I guess I can.
Ben retweets all of his own tweets on the KBN account every second.
Oh, well, why don't I have the login?
Because you don't even know how to use your own personal Twitter.
I know how to use it. It just takes me a little bit more time.
That's a good point, actually, by you, Benny, because remember on Friday before he flew to Denver, he said, everybody follow me. I'm going to be tweeting, and he didn't tweet one.
Did I say tweet?
He said tweet.
I meant to say Instagram. I'm going to be Instagramming.
All right, we got time for one more or no?
Yeah, come
on. No, because you need to go over to the Prince Club. Maybe J.J. Watt's listening, and I can get him a membership, and he can start his training that Kyle wants him to do for his better tomorrow.
I'll put it out, but y'all got to retweet it.
Free child care with the membership, open 24/7, something for everybody. Lowest rates you can lock in right now of 2025. Get it locked in. Lowest rates of 2025 right now. Lock it in, because you will have a place that provides everything you need. Whatever your goal is, big or small, they have everything you need. Personal training, workout classes, state-of-the-art workout equipment, basketball courts, tennis courts, swimming pools, personal training, you name it, they have it. Princeton Club. You can have a strong body, a strong mind, and help provide a strong community. Join for your better tomorrow. Somebody had a dream about me in this office.
Ugh.
Well, I don't know if it's like that. We'll play it for you next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Ben is crazy. Strofe is emotional. I don't want to get in between none of this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman, no Nortman, Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. See our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app if you haven't. easy to download, easy to listen back, and easy to listen live. Now, I walked in today and someone goes, Ben, I had a dream about you.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. You know this person like that?
Yeah, Andrew Zimmel. I don't know him like that. Works at our office, he's in content, and I was like, dude, whatever it is, just get in the recording studio and get your dream down.
Oh, so you don't even know the dream?
I don't even know the dream. I want to know how freaky the dream is.
Oh, wow. Oh, nasty.
I didn't say that. I'm saying like freaky, like, you know, freaky that he's thinking about me.
You are allowed to tell me to pause at any point, by the way.
Okay, wow.
It's a little bit of a roller coaster.
All right. Without further ado, here is the dream from a teammate about me last night.
That you hope is freaky.
You did say that. That's true. You did say that.
Take that freaky part back.
So first time caller, long time dreamer. And normally I don't think about Ben Brust outside of bar trivia where I'm naming Badgers that start with B. But last night, I guess I just ate something funny because the dream I had with Ben Brust involved him being a genie. We're talking rub lamp type of genie.
Oh, okay. Pause.
Ruh, he rubbing on you. Huh? You said
freaky.
That's kind of freaky.
Like.
He's rubbing my
freaky
belly. I'm grand wishes.
Oh, wow.
Please continue with this dream.
Wait, hold on.
The belly and granting wishes?
I don't.
Don't genies kind of have the belly?
Well,
oh my God, you are an idiot.
Aladdin genie.
Wait, hold on.
You're
the Aladdin genie.
Hold on. But where do the genies typically come from?
Yeah.
Out of the wish thing.
What's the wish thing called?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That.
Kyle doesn't even know.
Yes, you do.
Is it the wishing well? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I know the little cup thing.
I hate you both.
Where do they come from?
Just say what it's called.
Oh, a lamp. Oh, the genie lamp. The genie lamp. The genie lamp.
Looks like a lava lamp. Please continue with the dream.
Oh.
I'm sorry. This is rubbing the lamp. This is a work dream. Rubbing the lamp. Ben Brust comes out as a genie. He's granting wishes. So we got coworkers wishing for money and cars and fame and everything else like that. We go down the whole office. I bet or wished for better hair. We all do it. And at the end of it, Ben goes, nobody's wishing for a Packers win on Sunday. And we're like, well, I mean, like, you know, no, not really. And he goes, no Packers win, no wishes granted. Boom. Everybody loses everything. My hairline goes back to being bad. People are losing cars and money and everything else like that. And I wake up in a cold sweat.
Oh, wow.
I was like, why am I dreaming of Ben Brust?
Wow, Ben.
It's a lot of power.
You are a Packers fan for real now.
Yeah, look at that. The fate of your dreams depend on the Green Bay Packers, whether I grant you all your wishes.
Now, as a grown adult man, dreaming about genies
yeah.
Seems a little weird. I had a lot of dreams. Many dreams.
Dreams you didn't even know that existed until they happened.
Yeah, not yet. For real. For real, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't recall as a grown
man. Part of the circle of life dreams.
Yeah, I love the circle of life. But genies weren't part of it. I haven't seen Aladdin in 25 years, and more than that, almost 30 years. So I haven't dreamed about rubbing another man and having a genie coming out.
Can't say that I have either.
What do you guys?
I grant you a wish. What do you want?
I want more money.
Me
they
too.
Say money Not doesn't money. Bring you happiness.
Well, that's a load of crap.
It really is.
Provide you guys with more money. If awesome. What I said in the dream, if the Packers win.
What is okay. That, what does that mean?
I don't know. I have to leave it vague because it might be a dollar.
Well,
how about you just put some money on the Packers, Potawatomi Sportsbook, and we get the winnings?
Well, I mean, I'd have to keep some of the winnings.
Duh, yeah.
Well, I would just throw this out there.
Uh-huh.
Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace, Sunday Karma, Sunday morning, 10 to noon.
At Potawatomi?
No, we just come visit us, or come visit us and give us the winnings.
Oh, it's just us on Sunday?
Just us.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, what if you guys gave me a small portion and I cover the majority?
What dreams are you granting, man? You're not granting any dreams.
Yeah. I just want to see if you guys would give me more money.
I mean, I'm thinking about betting on the Packers anyway. I never bet on teams I root for. I've told you this rule.
Then why are you choosing right now of all times?
Because I'm that confident, and I think
you're more confident now than what you were 2 weeks ago.
No, but
okay.
I think just the commentary around this football game being played on Saturday night is very disrespectful to one team.
So wait, do you think? So you think the Packers are hearing the commentary?
I think there is truth to outside noise always.
Yeah, I.
You referenced it earlier. You think they spend too much time on social media, which is probably true. You're not ignoring
Van Ness responding.
Everybody's
folks.
Seeing Ben Bruss stick up for the Packers, and that's it. That's all Lucas Van Ness is seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, until I get this,
Sean Gary.
Until I get this clip out, where Sean Gary gonna be on fire.
Known Matt LaFleur believer Ben Bruss.
Seriously, I've had to protect my guy Matt LaFleur this week. I don't know.
This week has been very hard for me, to be honest with you, because it feels like speaking
I've
of dreams,
become Kyle, and
it
feels Kyle's like, become me.
Yeah, it feels like everybody's traded brains.
Weird,
and I'm a little bit thrown off by it, and I just feel like I work with a bunch of frauds.
Oh, okay. Mr. Perfect back there, you know?
I don't waver.
Never wavers.
When have I ever wavered?
You have less of a backbone than Brad Nortman.
Have I ever cracked one of these microphones and been like, yeah, I don't know how the Packers can win in Chicago, not like it's something they do. It's an
that's
annual
That's more
tradition.
Of an indictment on your Packer-backer friend, Kyle.
No, that's not an indictment.
I would agree. I'm not disagreeing.
I factually have backed up the things that I believe in this week.
I don't disagree. But 6 weeks ago, you were doing Matty Mouse nonstop, and now it's Matt LaFleur is Don's true. Gift of the world.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little confused.
I feel like Kyle right now.
No.
As evidence is provided to me, I have the right to let my takes fly with the wind.
You're right. I wouldn't disagree with that. I think everybody has the ability to change their opinion as more evidence is presented.
A great character trait.
Not daily, though.
No, it's another conversation. Wow. But all that said is, I feel like Tausch had a point yesterday when he joined us, and that was he always says you guys do groupthink. I think you guys have done groupthink so much that you have traded thoughts. that's what's going on here, and I'm a little confused by it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
My boy Ben Bruss, he is not a Packers fan by any means. He's a fan of whoever he bets on.
Which it should be the Packers this week.
And
but continue.
I will say this. The Chicago Bears fans are so delusional and so annoying that the fact that I even gave them an inkling of hope and they just jumped on it like, yeah, it's like, shut up, y'all taking it. Just take the compliment and go on. Don't try to throw facts out there because
you've
the facts
been doing
are
this long enough as a Packer backer to know your biggest thing is they are delusional. Why do you think delusion would change when you throw them a bone?
But like,
I don't know if Kyle's super experienced in the like Bears fan internet.
No.
Like, I think this is his first run.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Me either. Tweets from the past might prove different, but this is the new era of bots and craziness.
Yeah. I've done this for years because they're so easy to like prod and poke, and it's easier this year because they're good.
Correct.
But like even years past, if you just say their quarterback sucks, they freak out.
Russ is a Bears fan, and there's the proof. They're just wild, man. No. Like I worry about the things that matter to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel bad that when a Bears fan sees me, they immediately just go, oh my God, Ben, he grew up in Chicago. He's a Bears fan! Ah, how come he's not doing this? He should be with us! Ah, he's a fraud! Ah!
I mean, being a Bears fan seems like it takes years
it's
off your life.
Hell.
I couldn't
do
it.
That's why I disown myself from the organization.
No,
they're trash. And all of the things that I'm seeing confirm the decision to disassociate with them is real.
To sit here and this has to be just painful to get a quarterback every couple years. And to simply every time you get a quarterback and thinking, oh, this is our guy, and then he sucks. And now you have a time where there were three other quarterbacks in the same draft taken after your quarterback.
And you have to hope in your own mind that he is better than the ones that are better than him.
Do y'all understand how y'all had the first crack at selecting whoever you wanted, and you had to watch Jaden Daniels take the lowly Washington Commander to the NFC Championship, and then the following year,
Drake May leads the league in passing yards.
You had to watch Drake May and Bo Nix have the best records in the NFL. Meanwhile, your team sucks with the quarterback. Yeah, you guys are playing well this year, but guess what? Your schedule is going to be tougher next year, and you guys are going to go all the way back down. You are fraudulent. You're not that great. Yes, it's going to be a tough game on Saturday, but you guys had a crack to get any quarterback you wanted, and you got the fourth best quarterback in that draft.
To be fair, when you've had such bad quarterback play your entire existence, this does feel like you have hit the jackpot.
Completion percentage? Jackpot.
It's actually only 58.
58.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Strofe, before we hit the second hour here.
Yeah, but we can get to break in a second. Just a quick update for you. The Packers have officially placed Micah Parsons on season-ending injury reserve.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was...
Well, I mean, he's been showing up on the practice report.
So did Patrick Mahomes today. It's, you know, it's what they do when they're out for the
game. I'm just letting you know it officially happened. Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Big J journalist Alex Strofe chimes in, never wavers, just gives all facts and is always right.
I am right a lot. Okay. I don't get enough credit for that.
Back in 2 minutes. It's all I got to say.